Writing is often the most challenging part of IELTS. I think it's quite understandable because how often do we have to write an essay like the IELTS essays? I don't think it's so often. And if we are not used to writing that kind of essay or a report, it's kind of very difficult or, you know, even sometimes weird to actually jump into IELTS and expect high scores. But I also believe that there are rules and structures in any exam, including the IELTS. It makes everything easier, but normally it takes a lot of time to figure out without the help of a good teacher. We have to admit that we make mistakes that sometimes we don't even understand why. In my classes, my students and I often talk about mistakes so we can be aware of them in order to correct them and essentially gain higher scores in the writing exam. The most common mistakes I often see in writing are related to vocabulary, to be honest, which affects lexical resource, and this is 25% of your overall writing score. That's why it is very important. And you need to understand and accept that everything in life follows a certain set of rules. You can't just treat words as machines by putting them in sentences and think that, oh, it's okay, I don't have to do anything else. Different words, even having the same meaning, function differently. You should start treating words as independent mechanisms of a sentence. So, in today's episode, I'm going to talk about three vocabulary mistakes that we often make in writing, and I hope that you will be able to connect the dots and improve your lexical resource score, and of course, your overall score, and of course, your overall band score, and of course, pass the IELTS with the score that you want. So stay with me. Mistake number one, word repetition. I think that it is fair to say that any topic would have a certain number of keywords, such as when you write about the environment or protecting the environment, you use a lot of the word environment, right? And when you have to write a report about owning and renting houses, you need to repeat house a lot. So inevitably, you will need to repeat keywords. But in IELTS, there's something that I have noticed that I think is a little bit weird and a little bit shocking for a lot of people. And that is repeating, I mean, anything, words, ideas, grammar structures, etc., is not very much accepted. Or as I often tell my student, it is taboo. Okay, so I often tell my students to avoid repetitions at all costs. So you might be asking me, but Huyen, what can I do? They are keywords and they are irreplaceable. I think you are right. You can't leave them out because they are keywords, right? But you can always replace them. In my opinion, almost no word is irreplaceable. The answer to your question is synonyms, words that have the same meaning. Let me give you some example. You can replace house with accommodation, tourists with vacation goers. Okay. Now, you can also use words that do not have anything to do with a designated meaning, but make sense in certain contexts, okay? For example, I tell my husband, hey babe, I bought a Gucci bag yesterday. I chose it because it was on sale. Buy and choose are not synonyms in any dictionary, right? But in this context, they deliver the same message, so I can use them interchangeably. Another way is to change the form of the word, for example, from a verb to a noun. So you essentially change the whole grammatical structure of the sentence. You can also specify vague words based on the context. Does it sound really familiar to you? Oh yeah, that is paraphrasing. And I hope that you have realized the importance of paraphrasing skills. If you are not aware of it, please read about it. On my website, I have the whole article about this, and it is amazing. Nonetheless, there are words that you can replace with anything else. Either you don't know any synonyms because, you know, admit it, you are in the exam, you feel stressed, you feel pressured, and suddenly words just fly away. Or sometimes synonyms just don't exist. The question here is, what is acceptable and not acceptable when repeating a word? It is not acceptable when the keywords are too common and they are repeated again and again, and there are so many synonyms of these words, but you don't use. It is not acceptable either if you use this common word a lot of times, meaning that the word is repeated throughout the essay a lot of times, say 6 to 7 times, and the essay has only 255 words. And when you have a clear context, but you keep repeating keywords, when it is too obvious, the context is just too obvious, that is not acceptable either. Now, it is acceptable when the keywords are names, unique measurement units, etc. Okay, like my name, your name, you cannot. London, Canada, Australia, those are names, you cannot. Okay, kilogram, USD, those are unique measurement units. You cannot replace with anything, right? It is acceptable to repeat them. And if the keywords are common and you repeat them in a small number of times, say 2 to 3 times throughout the essay, it is also acceptable. You can also use keywords in different grammatical forms, such as experience as a noun and experience as a verb. Or when you change from experience as a noun to experienced as an adjective. Mistake number 2, ignoring the usage of the words. As I mentioned, synonyms are extremely useful in writing, but not all synonyms can be used in all same situations. Words have meanings and usage, and it depends on the context to decide if the word is appropriate or not. Some words might have similar meanings but can only be used in a different context or for a certain group of people or things. Take correct, right, precise as an example. Do you think they are the same? Might be. In some cases, they're the same. But in some other cases, they're not. It depends on the context. A lot of learners tend to focus only on changing the words because they are aware of mistake number 1, but they don't pay enough attention to the usage of the synonyms. And I think it's a risk. In real exam, you do not have a second chance. So instead of risking it, stick to words that you know for sure, because it's better to be correct than use a wrong synonym, right? Because this is where you lose your points without knowing it. Having said that, when you learn a word, try to learn its synonyms also and treat each synonym as one individual word. Then you learn it in 4 steps: pronunciation, meaning, example, and practice. I have an article about this and go to my website to read, okay? It is really nice, I have to say. I'm not just talking about myself, okay? I think it's really nice. Mistake number 3, level up. I mean, who doesn't need an advanced set of vocabulary in the essay? Not me, okay? I really want. Right, essentially, high-level vocabulary means higher scores for sure. However, it is not necessarily the case if you are not using it correctly. Each word has its own grammatical usage and contextual meanings. Of course, if you use high-level words like C2, C1, that's perfect. Okay, you will get very high score. But if you use them incorrectly, you will also lose points. It works both ways. One more important thing, there is a difference between natural English and ESL, English as Second Language English. Your target should always be natural English, which includes using words in the right context with the correct meaning and manners. I think forcing a word into a sentence is just making it sound so weird. Some sentences are grammatically correct, but the words make them unnatural, hence making you lose points. Remember, better correct and natural than advanced, but wrong and weird. Here's the thing, mistakes are parts of our life. If we don't make mistakes, we won't become any better. But at the same time, we need to be aware of our mistakes and correct them. And if you are still confused, why not join my classes? And if you don't have time, I also offer writing correction services. Feel free to contact me for more information. and follow me on Instagram and TikTok if you like visual content. For now, have fun learning, and I will see you in other episodes. Bye!